Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
That's to my good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 12th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. 66 new cases of COVID-19. That's 704 active cases. 12 people in Nobles. On the way, a check on today's COVID briefing with the Chief Minister and Health and Social Care Minister. Mothering Sunday will be delivered, say the post office. An advocate asks if the Chief Minister broke the government code over the steam packet incident, and 50,000 smart meters to be installed on the island, all on lockdown 3, day number 10.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, the Chief Minister and Health Minister have paid tribute to the person who's lost their life to COVID-19. It was confirmed today that a patient at Nobles Hospital had died from the virus. 26 people have now passed away as a result of coronavirus since the start of the pandemic on the island. There have been 66 new cases of COVID in the last 24 hours, bringing the island's active number to 704. An online dashboard has now gone live on the government's website, showing further data about the current number of cases. It's as today the island hit a milestone in the vaccination programme, with more than 30,000 doses having now been administered. You can take a look at the dashboard via gov.im/coronavirus. Further afield, and police have confirmed human remains discovered in woodland in Kent on Wednesday are those of Sarah Everard. Detectives have been given more time to question a serving officer on suspicion of kidnap and murder. Meanwhile, lawyers at a high court had challenged the decision to block a vigil for Sarah in South London, the location where she went missing. Organisers claim police changed their mind, blaming coronavirus restrictions on gatherings. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Alex from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Strong winds out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. After dark on the Isle of Man, a strong to gale force southwesterly bringing showers, some which may turn wintry on the hills, down to 2 degrees through the night. Maybe a frost first thing tomorrow as well. And for Saturday, Jasan, sunny with scattered showers tomorrow, a strong west-northwesterly up to 8 degrees. Overnight minimum is 4. Into Sunday, Chiduni, dry and bright, then cloudy with intermittent rain on a fresh to strong westerly wind. Top temperature on Sunday, 9 degrees. Low water in about 3 minutes' time around the island. Sunset 16 minutes past 6, high water 25 past 11 tonight, the overnight low tide 23 minutes to 6 tomorrow, sunrise 21 minutes to 7, and the morning high water 26 minutes to midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
The Chief Minister and Health Minister paid tribute to the person who has lost their life to COVID-19. It was confirmed today a patient at Nobles Hospital has died from the virus. Both Mr. Quayle and Mr. Ashford spoke at this afternoon's media briefing.
And I extend my sincerest condolences. My thoughts and those, I'm sure, of our whole community are with you. I hope that this offers some small comfort against the sense of loss of what I am sure is a moment of profound sadness and grief. It is an unhappy fact that around the world, lives are lost to COVID every day in their thousands. It is something that has, tragically, become a normal part of our existence this past year, something we have almost become numb to. And whilst we have not shielded from the effects of the virus, we have now tragically lost 26 people to COVID-19 here in the Isle of Man. I think we have all at times felt as though we are in some ways detached from its ravages. We have eliminated COVID-19 on 2 occasions and enjoyed several months of near normality. This has perhaps made the pandemic feel as though it was something far away, something outside of our Manx bubble. Today, we have a painful reminder that, despite all of our collective efforts, we cannot completely shield our island from this disease, that this virus can be lethal.
It's tragic enough at any time when our close-knit community loses someone from within it. But particularly at this current time with this virus, it, I think, hits us all. We've lost yet another member of our community, and we must always remember that behind the statistics that myself and the Chief Minister give is people and families and friends of individuals. There is a family who has lost a loved one, and there are friends who have lost a very close friend to them, and we must never forget that.
A further 66 cases of COVID-19 have been identified today. Alex Wattenbank with the latest figures.
The latest cases now bring the total active number to 704, with 12 people being treated at Nobles Hospital. From new data in the government dashboard, it shows of the 704 cases, just 7 are acquired from travel, while 533 have been detected from a local known source, while 163 are from a local unknown source. Just one has been classed as detected from a source not determined. The average number of cases being detected each day currently stands at 79 over the past week, with 68 the three-day average. The numbers daily, however, do appear to be reducing.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. 23 minutes now before 6 on update. Steam packet sailings today and overnight have been cancelled after two crew members were contacted by Track and Trace last night. The Benmacree's journey to Heysham, as well as the overnight return, called off as a result. The details from Ewan Gorn.
It started early this morning with the ominous message on the steam packet's latest sailings webpage that journeys were suspended due to COVID-related issues. That was clarified soon after when it was revealed two staff had been contacted by Track and Trace. It's not known whether they have COVID or simply high risk, but the subsequent disruption put paid to this morning's sailings and the overnight return. Manx Radio has asked for clarification about what number of staff are needed to run the Benmacree and to run the Arrow, which will be used to deliver freight this evening instead, so there will be food on shelves. The Ben is scheduled to restart daytime services tomorrow morning. Ferry company boss Mark Woodward has apologised for the disruption and says the safety of passengers and crew remains a top priority.
A Manx advocate has questioned whether the Chief Minister broke the government code in his handling of the steam packet coronavirus issue. It was revealed island-based crew weren't following self-isolation rules after one of them tested positive for COVID-19. The details from Tessa Hawley.
Howard Quayle said he was advised after an investigation that no prosecutions could be made, describing the situation as a genuine misunderstanding. Ian Kermode says it appears Mr. Quayle bypassed police and prosecutors when he asked others to investigate a potentially criminal matter. He adds there are significant constitutional issues over the separation of powers. The government code states those in power have an overarching duty to uphold the law and the administration of justice. Mr. Kermode has called for a Tynwald committee or independent off-island legal counsel to explore the concerns raised.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes before 6, as you heard, the report is the Benmacree is static at the moment. The Arrow is handling freight sailings, so no sailings until tomorrow morning. The Benmacree should be off to Heysham tomorrow morning at 8:45. And due to the closure of the border, the steam packet's fast craft season's been delayed. HSC Mananum won't be recommencing services on Thursday 25th of this month. She'll be providing cover for the Benmacree's period of overhaul, which is from mid-April, and the Arrow once again providing the freight service.
Like the steam packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Mail, but not letters, will be delivered across the Isle of Man in time for Mothering Sunday, according to the chair of the Isle of Man Post Office. It's after a number of sailing disruptions throughout this week. Julie Edge, MXK, spoke to me on the Man in Line this lunchtime with this reassurance.
I can confirm that obviously there is backlog this week due to the ferry disruptions, But all flowers, anything for local delivery will be delivered. We've had containers in today and everything that we have on island will be delivered. Obviously, we can't guarantee when we get any other containers, but we are certainly going to get everything out that we can. The mail plane will come in with deliveries as well. So the staff are working really, really hard in difficult circumstances, Andy. So we will be working to get as much out. We're very aware it's Mother and Sunday.
Do you know how many postmen are self-isolating? Are you down on staff? Are you down on postal delivery of people at all?
Obviously, we do have staff who have to shield. And obviously, you know, we have to look at that as a business. But what we are very good at, we're very agile in getting next additional resources in. And each lockdown we've done that. We moved into the lockdown situation early. We've been through it twice now. And the team are, you know, excellent and still getting the deliveries out there to the people. They're probably the only people that some people are actually seeing on the island. That's how important the postal workers are in our communities.
What's the mood like on the shop floor at the moment? How are the postmen and women feeling?
Obviously, as chair, I haven't been in on the shop floor, but we get updated by the management. I feel that the workforce do adapt well, and they actually know how, well, I hope that they know, I certainly, and as a board, we know how important they are to the people on the island doing their daily deliveries. You know, obviously, we did stop letters on a Saturday, and that all went through and was agreed. But with regards to parcels, there's still parcel deliveries and special deliveries every Saturday.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Thank you for choosing Manx Radio this evening. There are signs that air travel is primed for a post-pandemic takeoff. A survey by IATA, the International Air Transport Association, shows confidence is up, with 57% of respondents expecting to travel within 2 months of the pandemic's containment, up from 49% in September of last year. 72% say they want to travel to see loved ones as soon as possible, up from 63% last September. And once they get to the airport, the Wall Street Journal reports travellers should expect some post-pandemic era silver linings, including cleaner planes, new tech to speed up check-ins, and fewer construction-related disruptions at major airports. And in fact, airlines in the United States transported an average of more than 1 million people a day last week, the biggest non-Christmas total since the start of the pandemic. Now, the game may be up for Netflix password sharing as the streaming giant is trialling a crackdown with the on-screen message: if you don't live with the owner of this account, you need to own your own account to keep watching. Well, Netflix hasn't decided if it's going to roll the message out across its network. In the trial, users have to verify they're allowed to access the account by a code sent via text or email. Streaming platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime and Disney Plus allow users to create multiple profiles within the account, but the terms and conditions specify they're meant to be used by people in the household. Netflix is trying to crack down on ineligible users, though they won't say how many people use the platform against their terms of service.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions, helping you manage the risk of making international payments. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets retreated as a rise in Treasury yields resurfaced some investor caution. The dollar rose, Brent crude prices eased, and gold slid. In corporate news, Burberry rallied as it lifted a full-year guidance after reporting a strong rebound. Tesco was also in the black after it received approval from the Polish Competition Authority for the sale of its business there. The numbers now at 5 o'clock from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed up a third of a percent at 6,761. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down half a percent at 14,502. Currently, New York City at 5 o'clock. Ramsey Crookall report: the Dow Jones Industrial up half a percent at 32,636. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down just over 1 1/10% at 13,246. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.25% at 3,928. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 39.2 cents, €1 16.5 cents, 27 South African rand 78.6 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down a quarter of a percent at $1,718 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil flat at $69.62.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
50,000 smart meters will be installed in homes and businesses on the Isle of Man over the next 4 years. Manx Utilities will begin the rollout in June of this year. It's the start of a smarter living concept, as the chairman, Tim Baker, explains.
Effectively, the meters provide a continuous insight into people's electricity use. So meter readings will be automated. They also enable much easier top-up for pay-as-you-go customers, particularly people who are on budgets, where the processes at the moment are quite antiquated in terms of them putting credits onto their meters. This will very much help with that. But also it gives real insight into customers' power use. So from the consumer perspective, it makes where the energy has been used in the home much more visible, which allows people then to perhaps make better choices about their lighting and their appliances, for example. And from Manx Utilities' point of view, it lays a platform for a much more insightful analysis of the power demands of the island. And when you play that in with the changes that are coming down the line in terms of greater use of renewables and a different form of electricity grid that's going to be required for the future, it provides that intelligence to allow the grid to be managed in a better way.
Manx Radio Sport.
13 minutes before 6, faster by Tim Glover.
The Isle of Man Sports Awards have been postponed until the summer due to the current COVID-19 lockdown and restrictions. The celebration of sport was due to be staged at the Villa Marina in Douglas on Thursday the 25th of March, but it'll now take place on Wednesday the 2nd of June instead. This year's event will reflect the exceptional challenges faced by many in 2020 and shine a light on unsung sporting heroes. There are 10 awards plus a lifetime achievement and 2 special prizes to be announced. The nominees for the 2 main awards are for Sportsman of the Year, cycling's Sam Brand, from football Niall Cummins, golfer Tom Gandy, athlete Ollie Lockley, from motorcycling Jamie McCanny, and from athletics Christian Varley. In the Sports Woman of the Year category, it's the nomination swimmer Charlotte Atkinson, from equestrian there is Sinead Cox, Kim Dean, who is from power weightlifting. There's also Rachel Franklin from athletics, cyclist Lizzie Holding, and from equestrian Yasmin Ingham. During the evening, the Isle of Man Sports Aid Scholarships for 2021-22 will also be presented. Each scholarship provides a combination of financial support towards travel and equipment, plus access to the services at the Isle of Man Sports Institute. The recipients of these will be announced next week, along with the guest of honour for the Sports Awards.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
One departure this afternoon, 2 arrivals at Ronald's Way. The 10:05 patient transfer plane, the Logan Air to Liverpool, left 9 minutes late at 1:05, back this evening at 6:40, and inbound at 6:50, Logan Air's Heathrow flight. Everything's fine on the mountain road. Of course, there's no passenger transport tonight, no ferry, because the Ben is COVID-bound at the moment. On the roads, Ellerslie Gardens, Malloo Street in Castletown closed for vehicles between School Hill Avenue and the Cross for drainage work. Also in Castletown, West Hill, West Hill Avenue and West Hill Avenue service lane. Various closures for construction of new properties and associated highway works. South Prom in Ramsey has got some footpath closures and parking suspensions for the refurb and building of the RNLI lifeboat station. Glenelfin Road in Ramsey's got parking suspension for construction works. Quarterbridge Road in Douglas, nighttime closures 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. as they resurface the road and bring the footpath up to the level of the new curb stones. And the Portown Road in Peel's got a 50-mile-an-hour limit between the junction with the Castletown to Ramsey Road at Belig Bridge and the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit signs on the Peel town boundary. They're putting in new signage.
Book your service or repair at tyres.im and we'll collect and return your car sanitised with X-Mist, which eliminates all viruses and can remain active for 7 days.
Well, the tips are closed, and a joint statement from the island's civic community site says public safety is at the heart of their decision to stay closed. There have been calls for them to reopen during lockdown after links were drawn to fly-tipping. The details from our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
Government advice for residents to stay home if possible and to only make essential journeys has once again been outlined in a statement by all four civic community sites today as to why they are closed. It's a response to those who want access to the facilities. Beachbody's founder Bill Dale leading those calls yesterday, saying he couldn't see a reason why they shouldn't be operating. The civic community sites take the official COVID advice very seriously, it says in the statement, referencing the speed at which the highly infectious Kent variant of coronavirus is spreading on the island. Also mentioned is the impact that the rest of the restrictions in place are having on staff, that whilst they understand the frustration and confusion surrounding the closures, site staff are impacted by other measures, such as schools not being open, family members perhaps being in contact with associated clusters, and also those who may have to shield during this circuit breaker lockdown. The high-profile case of fly-tipping in Erie Cushlin doesn't feature in the statement. It seems the civic community sites won't comment on the suggestion it occurred because they were closed. But speaking to one commissioner, they told me that due to the costs of waste disposal, fly-tipping has always happened and always will happen, whether the amenity sites are open or not.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
The former Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas has appealed for a calm and logical response to the threat of COVID-19. The Douglas Central MHK believes the government may have become complacent in its handling of the pandemic, and he says it's important for the whole community to work together and to ensure the right policies are in place to tackle the spread of the virus. Mr. Thomas says this latest outbreak is a massive concern for the government.
They should be very, very worried, and it's not now a question of going back and attributing blame or trying to take credit. The time for that will come. We're 6 months away from a general election, and that's the sort of question that will be on people's minds when they cast their votes. But now the most important thing is working out the best possible policies to live with the COVID-19 virus threat, and it is a substantial threat in the light of all of the other challenges we've got, and also profoundest condolences to everybody personally involved in that bereavement.
Has complacency become an issue for Mr. Quayle and the Council of Ministers? Because it seems, as we look to be on the home straight with the vaccine rollout, the situation improving across the water, the island now is at its worst point than at any other time in the pandemic.
And also, the number of cases we've had in the last week or so is greater per capita than it ever was in the UK. But hey, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is not going back, settling scores, attributing blame, taking credit for things that could have been done differently. The most important thing now is pivoting policy and adjusting implementation. Perhaps the government got complacent, but that's not for us to determine now. What we now need to do is we need to work with government, all of us, and we need the right message from Minister Ashford and the Chief Minister this afternoon to help us move on. And that's all about not adopting the bunker mentality and saying everything was right in the past. It's saying sorry, apologies, expressing regret, and most importantly, it's about pivoting policy and adjusting implementation so we do the right thing today, next week, and for months into the future, and leaving the investigations about the past until the right time.
isolation rules for friends and family who want to visit the Isle of Man will need to be based on the latest data, according to the Chief Minister. This week, the island's exit strategy was published, citing May as a possible time to welcome loved ones to the island. But Howard Quayle says it's too early to determine the rules which will need to be in place.
Until we're confident that we've protected the people of the island, we will have to keep measures in place. What those exact measures will be, we don't know yet, but we're just having to put a marker down that you're not just going to be able to rack over onto the island at the beginning of May, move freely around and see your family on the island. We will have to have measures in place, because whilst we expect to have given everyone in our high-risk groups at least a first dose, and the vast majority will have obviously had a second one, there will still be the rest of our adult population who will need the vaccination, and of course our young people, should the vaccines be approved for young people. I don't know if Dr. Ewart, if you'd like to expand on that, please.
Yes, I mean, obviously there are a lot of features that will play into reviewing the borders framework, and that will depend on levels of infection across, the completion of their vaccine programme, the status of our vaccine programme, and the emerging evidence, which is, you know, accruing all the time. So we're getting clearer about the effects of the vaccine in terms of its impact on whether you get infected and are able to transmit COVID.
That's it for Update Tonight. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Rhiann Evans. I'm Andy Wint, and Update returns Monday evening at 5:30. If you're listening to this programme as a podcast, thank you. Wherever you are in the world, whatever time of day or night it is. Stick around for Chris Kinley, the greatest hits on earth, and a COVID update at 7 o'clock. And let's just remember, someone died of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man today.
WIN.
Never before have I seen such natural...